The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for another weekly edition of Everything You Need to Know. Kip Kiefer with you, coming to you from fabulous Las Vegas. I've been here for a couple of days and will be here all this week leading up to Christmas. I'm getting the show put together on Monday, 1 week exactly for Christmas Day, and so many great plans. It's such a reviving situation for me to come out here with my where my oldest son and my daughter-in-law, and both of them are tremendously accomplished in their careers and everything they do. But how they manage all that with a three-year-old that is perpetual motion, who is just one of the most amazing kids you've ever seen. And I know I'm a little biased, my first grandchild, but just getting to spend time with him and hearing the things he says and watching the things he does. I was just here in October, so it's just 2 months removed. And just the development in those 2 months from a speaking standpoint and for the motor skills and things he does, he is just some kind of a force. And it brings me the greatest joy you can possibly imagine to just kind of see the unfolding of the legacy of having a family and the next steps in that process. And I can't believe there are people that are fortunate enough to even live to that next step where my grandsons becomes a father and they get to even see their great-grandchildren. I just can't imagine that being a part of the late part of your life, but it's just an amazing phenomenon. And it just gives you so much perspective of what's really important. We talk on this show all the time about the things that need to happen to get our country back online. It's been a traumatic period in the history of our country. But I can't emphasize enough by saying that yes, it is upheaval, it is chaos, there's a lot of things going on. But this country, in its 200 and almost 50 years since being formed, has faced extremely dark, challenging hours before and has always found a way to collect itself, because the country functions best when everybody recognizes a common goal. And now with so much, it's amazing I'm going to use this word because it's one of the hallmark cornerstones for a lot of people that are causing the trouble. But to utilize our diversity is really one of the most effective weapons we have in really making sure this country stays what it was intended to be. And it's by the people, of the people, by the people, for the people. We are the government. And when we acquiesce and don't step up to that principle and understand that this is our country, and anybody who is pulling it in a direction where it was not intended to go, they need to be dealt with. The founding fathers, and we've talked about this on Need to Know before, what they did is put in place an incredible blueprint for a country to succeed that has never been conceived in this manner before. And there are some alterations that need to be made. And a good time to start thinking about this is in this Christmas season, where we appreciate our blessings and celebrate our families. Because at the core of things, just about everybody wants to do those things. Some people get pulled away. Some people are coerced away. You've got a demonic group of people that want this not to be a representative republic of the people, by the people, for the people. They want to use various strategies to create an elite ruling class and really have all the citizens forfeit most of their God-given and constitutional-given rights and just be a sort of a collective community, not aspiring to succeed to the ultimate of their ability for their family and their children and their grandchildren, and as mentioned, perhaps even their great-grandchildren. The capitalism itself is under siege. The free market system is being assaulted in favor of this Marxist kind of government. It runs everything, all the business, all the commerce, all of the citizens' lives, telling you what you can buy, where you can go, how much money you have to give the government to be the sustainer, really surrendering the first thing I've just talked about, and that is the family unit, because it is under assault. There are so many government programs that incentivize the breakdown of family. And family, folks, never, ever lose sight of this. It is the most important cornerstone in any successful life. You've got to have that commitment to your family and appreciate them. It's so heartbreaking for me, and I know circumstances sometimes come up that are seemingly unavoidable, but people that let their family disintegrate, you've got to fight for it. It's such an important thing. It is who you are. It's particularly who your descendants that you've created are. And you've got to build that foundation for any person to have a successful life. Capitalism and free enterprise, as I mentioned, tremendously under siege. You know, it's not a perfect system, and it's one that is not easy to defend, I guess, from an intellectual standpoint, but it is by far the greatest opportunity for a successful and satisfying life that there is, because the alternative, some kind of socialist, collective, Marxist approach, where once again, you work and you exist to subsidize the government and really fortify the people that have declared themselves, quote, in power, unquote, that takes away everything America stands by. Yes, capitalism is not in its results fair. It is not a fair system because everybody's going to succeed in a different level. But it's not just the privilege of success. The capitalist system, the brilliance in free enterprise and our system is that you can be rewarded by your own gifts and your own talents and the things that you do, your own hard work, your own diligence, your own perseverance. And also the other really interesting thing in the capitalist system that would not exist in any of these totalitarian governments that we're being pushed toward is the miracle of being in the right place at the right time, of, let's just call it what it is, of God interceding in your life and putting you in a spot where something amazing happens and you find yourself in a capacity where you are succeeding. Luck, as silly as that sounds, you're rolling the dice and maybe you hit your number a couple of times in your life and really have a tremendous run of success. All of those elements are part of this brilliant system that was conceived, where people can be rewarded for their own skills, their own hard work, and also maybe just get a little bit of luck to hit it big and make their lives even more successful. But again, that's just the financial and security enterprise of what this life means. The foundation of family and the combination of rolling up your sleeves and try to provide the greatest life for your kids and their kids that you possibly can. I love that the motivations for so many years of so many people that came to this country and built it into what it is was the concept of, I want to provide a better life for my children than I had. And what better motivation is than that to go out and make your fortune and do your thing and, you know, utilize your God-given gifts in a country that gives you also the constitutional rights to decide who you are, who you want to be, and how you're going to get there. It is so, so much better system than being told what you are and who you are and your limitations, and demanding that you adhere to the standards that they set, not those that you set for yourself. I hope some of this is resonating, because I think we've really gotten away from the concept that in this Christmas season, it's one of my greatest wishes is to see this situation start to improve, and young people that are being really having their minds poisoned and indoctrinated, being told this is an evil country, that this is a country where you're not going to succeed if you're not in a certain group, that, you know, for instance, being born an African American means you're going to be discriminated against and not have equal opportunities. There's work to be done in so many areas to make this thing how it was intended to be. And one of the very first things is making the American dream, making the things I just talked about possible for everyone. Because I agree, the system needs to be fair, but fair is not the outcome. Fair is the process. Fair is the opportunity. That's what needs to be fair. People need to have the opportunity and the knowledge to access all the stepping stones that can lead them to that opportunity and that success and that positive outcome. And everybody's outcomes are going to be different. People's definition of a positive outcome for their work, again, is a plan that they make, not that somebody else makes for them. And yes, there's happenstance, there's good fortune, there's bad fortune, great breaks, bad breaks, but that's what life is. And again, I am so, so thankful and so incredibly blessed to live in a system where my own efforts are what determines my own outcomes. And I had an opportunity to make some steps and take some directions that have, for the most part, yielded some successful outcomes. But I didn't start with anything particularly. Nobody put me through school. You know, my dad was a hard worker, but he was not really a guy that thought a lot about the future or had a lot of investments. Or, you know, I was not given a golden ticket upon growing up. I had to make my own way, make my own choices. And there were some really hard times. But, you know, again, that's the genius of the system we live in, because if you keep your nose to the grindstone and you have a clear path and a direction and you understand what your talents, your skills, the different things you bring, you can succeed. And it takes a lot of different elements. But I just think it's important to remind younger people in your life that those things exist, and do not, you know, buy the rotten banana that's being sold to them by these people that want to transform our country into something that it's not, that the system is stacked against them. There's no way they can succeed, that they need to just be, you know, on board for this, you know, government will take care of you attitude. And we saw that during the pandemic when, you know, I know a lot of people needed a great deal of help. The decisions that were made because of not any kind of evil intent, but, you know, everything being kind of shut down and everybody sheltering in place to avoid an enemy that we didn't know how to deal with. Cost a lot of people economically tremendously. And the government stepped in and, you know, supplemented a lot of those people. But it really kind of changed society because it created more of this kind of government reliance. Well, the government will bail us out. And it's still happening. I get, like, you know, I think everybody that follows me and maybe the program here understands that I in addition to doing a lot of broadcasting, and I'm so blessed to do that because, as you can probably tell, I enjoy conveying my thoughts in these kind of formats, and I have so much appreciation for Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry himself for giving me a forum every week to talk about things that are important to me. But the agency that I run is the Birmingham Racing Commission, which basically oversees the operations of the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. And there are a lot of regulatory provisions that I'm in charge of making sure stays along the letter of the law and, you know, making sure that I've got a competent staff to license and monitor and create a lot of the things, the infrastructure necessary. But that being said, I am still getting, and this is almost 2024, at least two phone calls a week, and I've stopped answering them because they're all the same, but it's from people all over the country that are involved in some kind of financial firms that have incentive to call people like me and say, hey, if you operated during 2020, the COVID year, into 2021 and maintained a full-time payroll, you are eligible to apply for up to $26,000 per employee to be reimbursed for continuing to keep your business open and keep people on the payroll. Well, that's fine and good. I am not a private business, which the intent for that is for private business, but it's the government is still making just tons of money available all these years removed, and it's created a situation where a lot of people have not to this day gone back to work. The Biden administration quotes a bunch of numbers, have all the jobs they, quote, created, unquote. They haven't created anything. Jobs that have come back that were shut down because new entrepreneurs or the previous entrepreneurs have used government programs like this if they were able to keep people on, but they're still getting supplemented and getting business loans to get back up and running. And that has helped employ people that were out of work. But those statistics, while they look good with unemployment being about 3.5%, that doesn't account for the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have never gone back to work and are still finding ways to supplement themselves on government programs. In the long run, I mean, let's say in the short term, that's great. I want everybody to be able to sustain themselves. But in the long term, it's a negative because you don't want to take away the incentive to once again roll up your sleeves and go to work, because that's where you're going to make the most of things. That's when things are going to happen. Not when the government is sending you a check, when you are perfectly capable of getting out and working for a living. So, again, I'm glad that we're in a situation where people can be supplemented and supported when the time is at hand. But that is not a system that's going to be successful in the long run, because government cannot sustain this kind of printing of money and putting on the tab for the future for any aspect of what we're doing. And it's something that needs to be looked at and addressed and put to a stop, because you know, we're already in a position of being trillions of dollars in debt, and we're just kicking the can down the road. And just put that on our tab. Well, eventually, folks, the tab comes due. The interest alone on our national debt now is $1 trillion a year. It's approaching our entire budget. It's not sustainable. It's got to stop. This country works best when all the regulations are thrown wide open to the extent where just the minimum applies, and lets business do what business does so brilliantly. I watch a series on the History Channel called the different things that built America on different subjects, foods, you know, architectural things, buildings. I mean, they tackle this about every subject and tell you about the entrepreneurs and the people that had these ideas. The Hoover Dam is a fascinating episode of how they basically did the impossible and created something so unbelievable that, you know, it just comes from the genius of certain people and the corroboration of a lot of different people on these kind of things. Americans can do anything, and we have proven that. Our system promotes that. We do not want to be a social collective, and there are people pushing that, once again, that believe that government is better equipped to make decisions for you and your family than you are. And if you're on board with that, if you're down with that concept, I feel sorry for you. You really need to get back and look at the basics of what makes this country great. And really is the thing at the end of the day that you can, I think there's two kinds of sleep. There's the bad sleep where, you know, you haven't really accomplished very much in a day. You've kind of wasted it, let it get away. Time is so precious. It comes and goes so quickly that you got to utilize every day to the best of your ability. And that doesn't mean working or being obsessed with something. It means just finding quality time with your family. It means doing one thing a day, just one thing that's thoughtful for a person. You know, there's so many examples. I was in the grocery store not too long ago, and a lady had not a very large amount of groceries, but she was trying to run her card in the credit card machine, or could have been a debit card, but there was some kind of a problem. She didn't really appear to be somebody who would be overdrawn or didn't have the funds, but you never know. And I was standing behind her. And I will admit, part of my motivation was, as this scene unfolded, I was feeling terribly sorry for her because she was exasperating, trying to figure out if she had any. She's digging in her purse and seeing if she had any cash. I just got the clerk's attention and said, "I'll get this. So go ahead and bag her up. You can just put her total on mine." And he said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Sure." And when she didn't know what really was going on. And when he told her, "The gentleman behind you took care of it," I mean, she turned to me with a look on her face that was so incredulous. And it was like $26. I mean, not life-changing money by any mean, but she was just so blown away and just said, I can't believe you've done this for me. I don't know what happened with my card." She was kind of like trying to tell me that it's got to be some kind of glitch. And I said, "It's not important." And she goes, "Well, can I take your name and your address so I can send you a check and pay you back?" And I thought, well, that's interesting. She can't get her card to work. She's going to send me a check. I said, no. I don't want a check. All I want is if you're ever in the same position and somebody needs some help, just do the same thing for them. That'll be payment enough for me. I'm glad to be able to do this. I know that that's a horrible feeling. And, I hope you have a wonderful day and a great life. Those kind of gestures, it really gives you reinforcement as a human being. And if everybody would have that mentality, and I'm not trying to lionize or qualify myself for sainthood, I just find that's just a logical way to go. If I'm out to lunch with friends or whatever, I reach for the tab. And I'm not rich. I'm not, spewing money here, but I just really enjoy doing things for people, and not even financial things. If somebody's needs some help and struggling to carry something or, whatever, just take a few seconds of your time and help somebody out. There's nothing that gives you a better feeling. I think we need to get back to those simple things, those simple organic things. And I think all of us can start putting back the building blocks to what made this country great. And because it's still great. I just find it unbelievable that Joe Biden mocks MAGA, Make America Great Again. I don't like the "again." I've told you that on our show. I think America has been great from the moment of conception. I think America can be greater if Americans realize that the focus we have need to have now is making the American dream available for everybody. And I'm talking about interceding with middle school kids, young kids that are 11 or 12 that are being told that they're not going to amount to anything, and show them all of the opportunities, find out what their skills are, find out what they're good at, find out what they want to do, and start to make those things part of the education process. Not just having people waste time in school and have the dropout rate now of, for some minorities, the dropout rate, is my understanding, is close to 70%. That's just a total waste of an opportunity to, you know, create an education system where people can flow in a direction that fits their talents and their interests and their desires. That's what needs to be reimagined. There's so many things, and they're not going to be easy. But things like this in this country have not been easy before, and we've triumphed over them. These are things that need to happen, and my greatest Christmas wish is that they will begin with just each individual, each one of us, doing something every day that, in consideration of somebody else. I love some of the organizations. I mean, I know they barrage you, but Tunnels to Towers, T2T, which is an organization that builds custom houses for wounded veterans and first responders. There's not a more fantastic way to show you care than to contribute to those kind of organizations. St. Jude Hospital, I've been giving money to them for many, many years. I cannot imagine a family having a child stricken with one of these horrible illnesses. And it's such a wonderful resource. The great Danny Thomas started it because he was such a believer in helping families in the worst shape. Look out for each other. Take care of each other. That's what it's all about in this Christmas season and beyond, every day of the year. We've got a lot of great things coming up. Tony and I will be with you recording tomorrow, this week's Kiefer and Curry. We have a blast doing that show every week, so look for that here on TKR. And one thing about working with Tony Curry, you don't get time off. There's no holidays on TKR. So I assume next week on Christmas Day and the following Tuesday, we're going to be very active. I know Tony and I are going to be. Tony is too humble to say it for himself, but I am really excited that next Tuesday, December 26th, Tony Curry makes the triumphant return to the house that he built, 99.5 WZRR, which, of course, in his original involvement was classic rock at its best. Now it is Talk 99.5. Tony and I are going to host the morning show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.5, the house that Tony built on that day. Tony going back to Cumulus and working with me as we fill in that for that show. And I can promise you we're going to load it up with a ton of fun. So if you're in the Birmingham listening area, or you can also, of course, access it on the internet, WZIR 99.5 FM. Tony and I will be there next Tuesday, December 26th, with our Day After Christmas morning show. And, of course, we team up every Saturday on the starting lineup, Kiefer and Curry's starting lineup. We were going to take a hiatus this week. If Tony was in charge, we'd be right there taping. But we are going to give the crew over at ABC 3340 a chance to kick back on Christmas weekend. We will return with a show on Saturday, December 31st. That will be the day before. That's New Year's Eve morning on Saturday. Actually, the show airs on the 30th. Let me get that right. The 31st, of course, is Sunday. That's New Year's Eve. So Saturday, December 30th, New Year's Eve weekend, we will be on Kiefer and Curry's starting lineup on ABC 3340, 10:30 a.m. We have great guests. We have unbelievable picks. Tony already in the can this week with his pick. I've got Old Dominion, who's playing in a bowl game against Western Kentucky. We are now 19-5-1 over our last array of picks. And these are not just picking winners. This is against the spread. And Case Kiefer, my son, I'm recording from his studio this morning. We had a great weekend out here. If you like to throw a few shekels at some football games. We are the source to give you the best information to be a winner. It's been a joy to be with all of you. I will not be greeting you here on this program until next week on the Christmas edition of Need to Know. Maybe we can wax poetic a little bit about Christmas's past and some great memories I have that you might be able to identify with. Time to wrap it up. Kiefer and Curry coming up this week here on TKR. Have a blessed Christmas or Hanukkah season, whatever your celebration is. Celebrate your family. Celebrate the greatness of being an American. I am so appreciative of all of you who tune into my show, and wish you every happiness in your lives and the lives of your family. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a great time.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.